You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
And this morning in the studio, we've got the wonderful Lucinda Bennett. Morena, how are you today?
Morena, I'm good. It's warm in here, so I'm good.
Yeah, it is nice and warm in here this morning. It's officially winter solstice today. We were all just chatting about it off air. Kind of forgot that that was coming up.
Yeah, that's why it's so dark when I left this morning.
It's all up from here, though. I think it supposedly gets colder after the solstice day, but the days do get longer again, so
yeah,
and a win-win.
I would like to be able to come home and have like a moment of light.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. But we are talking about good wintry kai today, because I think it is, you know, the right time to really lean into that space. Lucinda, what's on your sort of winter menu when you're cooking around this time of year?
Well, I recently, well, not that recently, like a couple of months ago, started a 9-to-5 job, which I haven't had in a while.
Crazy.
And mornings are hard.
Yes.
I'm sure you guys know. So I have devised this, I'm not fully responsible for this. I think people have hacked this a while ago, but I've started making like a big batch of a really kind of healthy
quote marks around that one.
Healthy, depends on the week, healthy apple crumble that I then have for breakfast.
That's a good idea.
I know, it's like dessert every day.
What puts it in the brackets / quote marks healthy category?
So instead of, like, if I was making one for dessert, I would go, you know, flour, tons of butter, lots of like brown sugar,
yum.
Obviously,
all the good stuff.
You've got your oats, so you're kind of, you're always a little bit in the healthy.
Yeah,
your
fiber.
Your fruit. Yeah, exactly. Mm. But when I'm doing it for brekkie, sometimes I go like a coconut oil.
Ooh.
Pardon me.
That's all right.
But to be honest, you don't, like, if you're not buying coconut oil anyway, you can do an olive oil.
Nice.
Or you can stick to butter if you're not being super healthy and it's like winter solstice and you want that comfort.
Coziness, yeah.
And then I go like a little bit of honey and add lots of seeds and lots of oats to the topping.
Oh yeah, that feels like it would keep you going for a while as well.
Exactly. And then you have it with your yogurt. Or recently, if you have it with your cream.
Yeah, yep. Tis the season.
And it does. It keeps me going. I'm kind of obsessed with, I like to eat like little and often. I need snacks all the time.
Yep.
I'm obsessed with finding a meal that's going to get me through from getting up at like, depending on the day, like 6 to 7.
Yeah.
And through till at least like 10:30, 11 when I feel it's okay for me to have a snack.
Yeah, snack hours for sure.
Yeah.
Yum, that's a great way to start the day. What else is on the sort of winter kai menu for you?
So I guess similarly, full-time job, lots of big batch cooking so that I don't have to leave during lunchtime if it's rainy. So I've been doing a lot of like stews and that kind of slow cooker stuff.
With the slow cooker, I feel like I am, you know, I was a child of a slow cooker household. Mm. It was always a winter staple, was coming home and something that, you know, a parent had chucked in the slow cooker in the morning. But it's sort of something I've forgotten to transition into my own adulthood. I'm like, I have a slow cooker. I should be using that thing. It's so helpful.
It's such an investment. I mean, there's all those memes about coming home and the slow cooker's on. You're like, oh no,
I don't want that. But now as an adult,
I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's put that in there.
If I've had the forethought to do a slow cooker meal on a weekday?
Yeah. God, feel like a genius.
I'll brag about it all day.
What would be your go-to sort of slow cooker things that you're making at the moment?
I've finally like taught myself, basically the good thing about a slow cooker is you can buy cheap cuts of meat and you can slow cook them and they're going to be yummier than an expensive cut of meat cooked quickly, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, totally. Soften everything up, get all the good fats out. It's very tasty.
Exactly. And then if you're like me and you're very interested in your gut health as well.
Nice.
You can, if you've got anything that's bone in, you're also getting all that collagen and all that stuff that's super soothing on your gut.
Yum.
So I don't know, it depends. It's like you can do your high effort, high reward, or your low effort, still pretty high reward.
Let's start at high effort. What goes in the high effort category?
Okay, so high effort is if you're going to basically like brown everything before you put it in the slow cooker.
Ah, yes.
Because all that brown stuff is like going to give you a richer flavor.
Yeah.
And it's all going to go into the broth and make it really like caramelized and rich and umami.
Mm.
So in that case, like, I reckon if you're going to do a brisket, which I've only actually really understood what a brisket was, I kind of thought of it only as like a I don't know, I feel like that's what they put in the sandwiches in the bear.
Yeah, yes.
Like a sloppy beef brisket.
Yeah. What is a brisket specifically then? Because yeah. I think maybe that's also my understanding of it.
Oh, God, I should know what part of the cow it is, but it's a tough cut. It's
right.
Basically, it's like got a lot of, it doesn't have a huge amount of fat, although if you can get it with a bit of a fat cap on it, I reckon it's yummier.
Yum.
It's the
breast area.
The breast area. So it's like your chicken breast of your cow,
there
I guess.
You go.
Nice.
Which I guess is similar because chicken breast.
Your chicken breast of your cow.
As they say.
You got to work to make a chicken breast really yum. Brisket's the same. So it'll be really like. You can basically cook it, you can slow cook it, and it'll, you can slice it and it'll be really tender, or
yum.
You can have it fall apart and it's like those stringy, beautiful bits.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you put it in the pan, you know, put the pan on high, a little bit of olive oil, and just sort of get it on both sides until it's nice and brown. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about it being like cooked because it's going to be in the slow cooker forever.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to get brown. And then if you're, you know, if you're really invested, you can do some mushrooms and some onions in the pan, and that's going to
bring out those flavours too.
Exactly.
And then how long do you chuck it in the slow cooker for?
I usually do a day at work.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I'm going to do the in the pan, I'll do it the night before.
Mm.
I'll just put the slow cooker thingy in the fridge, and then in the morning I'll just chuck her on.
Oh, genius.
And just do it for the full day.
So I don't know why I've never thought to do that, but that makes so much sense.
But you can also just do your kind of your lower effort one. Like I did one the other day with oxtail.
Ooh,
a little special happening.
Right.
Chucked them in. You don't get tons of meat off them, but you get lots of the stuff coming out of the bone, mm-hmm. lots of flavour. And if you're putting it in a slow cooker all day with some veggies, you're almost like you're making a really delicious, really slow cooked stock that's kind of forming around it.
Delish, yeah.